As I'm sure you've heard, Justice Stephen Breyer is retiring from the Supreme Court. So yesterday, President Biden confirmed his campaign promise to nominate the first black woman ever to fill the seat. He also said the person will have, quote, extraordinary qualifications, character, experience, and integrity. Now, some on the right are saying this is identity politics on steroids. In fact, I'm already reading a lot of our viewers' comments who are on both sides. And others on the left are worried that that any eventual nominee will now have to face critics who say they've only been chosen because of their identity rather than their credentials. All right, so what do you think of Biden's campaign promise, Erica, and what do you think of the criticism?
I don't know if it necessarily had to be a campaign promise, but I definitely feel like it had to be done. In terms of identity politics, this is always so interesting. Anytime that there is a person that's qualified as a minority group, whether that be woman or person of color, then all of a sudden they're getting the job because they're a minority or person of color, but we never talk about the original identity politics, which has always protected white men. Why? Because they have been the most protected constituency historically, because they were the first to be allowed to vote. So as we're getting to the highest court in the land, of course, the court should reflect the actual demographics of our country. Now, in terms of her having an asterisk by her name, she was going to have the asterisk anyway, because people were always going to question if she deserved that spot or if she got it because she was a black female, whether Biden said it or not. I can tell you this much. When you see a black woman in a seat of any capacity, especially of authority, rest assured that she is overly qualified to be there, because black women and women of color, women in general, are always subjected to the most scrutiny.